Intervju Radija Študent.
Dobar dan, z nami so Sangrede Muevdago. Verjetno sem napačno naglasil ime, ampak me bo Pablo popravil. Lik pred kratkim so posneli koncert v živo in danes bojo tudi igrali v Rogu okoli 10. Skupaj še z Švedi Sitz & Baron Fields. Ampak no, kot sem rekel, z nami je Pablo in bomo zamenjali jezik. In bomo šli na angleščino in nadaljevali ta intervju, oziroma začeli ta intervju v angleščini. So, how are you? How is the tour? How is everything?
I'm fine. Everything is going really good so far.
We are can you again tell your band's name? Because as I told you, I suck with the accent.
Yeah, I understand. It's Sangre de Muérdago.
Okay. Well, the first question will be kind of a classic one. So can you just introduce the project, what you're doing, who is involved in?
The project is something that came to my life just naturally, and that's why I was playing music for many years now, and I always had an acoustic guitar with me, and slowly took over. Mm. And the project started with my friend Georgie. Mm-hmm. We started together like in 2005. We were already like starting to compose things, but we were living in different places of the world, so yeah, it didn't have too much continuity. And well, like this start now, he passed away some years ago. Mm-hmm. And I carry on the project myself, and have some friends that help me out and that are part of the band right now. Yeah,
it's pretty a mixed group of people, right?
Yes, pretty much.
From all over the world, now I get it.
Yeah.
Well, you're coming from punk roots, and the question is how you was introduced in that kind of music? Like, what was the reason to start doing, let's say, a folk project, which is without distortion? I understand it's still punk, but it's like a total different shape of music.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe it's because of the land I come from. I'm from the northwest of Spain. It's called Galicia, and it's a land where the folk music and the, like the culture for this little corner, it's like very present in your life since you are a little kid. And I grew up like listening and seeing and being in the middle of people playing traditional music, and there's a whole bunch of it from the 70s, like at the end of the Franco's dictatorship, and that it's a very melancholic and bitter music, and I think I just have this inside of me, and yeah, we keep going in, we still are the same DIY people, and it's after many, many years playing loud and distorted music, which I still do. But this is like a very, very nice way to express yourself, yet on a different way.
So, you said on, like, I read some stuff about you on the web, and you said that your inspiration comes like from nature, from the woods. And the question is, how exactly you are influenced by that in creating your own music, if you can explain that, or if it is even possible to explain it, or just like something really natural that comes?
Yeah, well, a lot of it comes from living out in the country, in the mountains. Mm-hmm. For 5 years we were in the mountains of Galicia, and somehow without being even conscious about it, your perception and it starts to change, you know, and you start to perceive and, I don't know, feel the things in a different way, and feel, I don't get the English word, like have a stronger feeling to things, and feel like the connections, somehow it's like waking up stuff that you have sleeping in the backyard of your brain, and being alienated by growing up in a city or a small city, like a little kid, and in the Western society. So when you are out there, slowly I think everything wakes up by itself.
So you live in the woods?
Not at the moment, because of some personal situations. Mm-hmm. We are in the city of Leipzig in Germany.
Uh-huh.
But before that, we were like for 5 years in the Galician mountains. Yeah, and hope to be back in the nature very soon.
So
yeah.
As you said that you used to live in nature, and also before you said that your music is kind of an escape out of civilization, and probably the things that you sing about are a critic of civilization. And are you somehow connected with like an Afro-primitivism and like the Rewild movement or anything like that? I mean, is it that connected with your music?
I think somehow it is, because that was something like very enthusiastic. I was enthusiastic about it when I discovered it, when I don't know, it was like many years ago. Mm-hmm. I was like in like punk and crust metal bands. Yeah. And stuff, and like when we were like, I don't know, in our late teens, like 20, 21. Mm-hmm. We got very inspired by that. We discovered all this anarcho-primitivism world and all this theories. We swallow all that. Mm-hmm. Read so much, and they inspired us a lot. Not that we preach it like they do, you know, but it's like big inspiration. I mm-hmm. respect so much, and of course, like that was like one of the good things you find in life, and you pick what you mm-hmm. what you like, and help you to discover new ways.
So yeah. How do you see the future of humanity is going to be primitive? I mean,
oh.
I'm joking. Let's keep the political questions. Yeah.
It will be primitive as far as humans are not here. Otherwise, yeah. It's gonna be difficult.
Well, so let's go back to music and what you're doing with the band. I saw that you played on a pretty crazy festival in the States called Stella Natura in Nevada. Can you explain how it was? How was the experience playing first in the woods, in the wilderness, and also sharing stage with crazy bands, like really, yeah, super awesome bands.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it was a very nice experience. The location was unbelievable. I believe I played in some beautiful places, but that's one of the most beautiful ones for sure. It was like out in this Sierra Nevada, like a very beautiful wild area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very relaxed festival.
Yeah.
Like there was like many bands, I think like around 30 bands. Mm-hmm. And like bands from all the world and some bands that are pretty well known around, but still like the audience at the festival, I think it was no more than 500 people.
Well,
so it was pretty relaxed, and that mm-hmm. was really, really nice. So it was not a massive festival. Mm-hmm. It was like, it felt sometimes like, yes, like camping, you could have like a walk around, just like walk for 5 minutes and you will be alone by a beautiful river.
Nice.
And the music was very nice. It was mm-hmm. like so many bands, you know, yeah. Like so much information. And we were lucky, I think, because of our music, to play in what they call the late acoustic stage, because mm-hmm. there were like two stages with like more the heavy music mm-hmm. and that, and some folk music too. And yeah, we had the luck to play by the fire in the night, and
nice.
That created a very, very nice, intimistic and familiar atmosphere, mm-hmm. and we had a very beautiful show, yeah.
So you also released a new record, right?
Yes, we just did.
Yeah. It's already out.
Yes, it just out on CD. Yeah, mm-hmm. We release it ourselves. Yeah.
Nice. But you're also gonna release it as LP to Besantur.
Yes, one day it will come.
One day. Yeah. Okay, but sure it will.
Yeah, sure it will. Yeah.
Can you say anything about the record? Like, is it any different from the things that you did before, or is there anything special about it?
Probably it's just like the evolution of what it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see also like a bigger, like a change or anything. It's just like a step forward. I'm very happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy with the first one too. I don't think we are changing something drastically at all. I think it's pretty much follow the line and keep the evolution we are having as like on lyrics wise as persons, and music wise mm-hmm. as musicians, I guess.
So far you're a week on tour, or no, that's, you said
yeah,
it's the fourth
not
day
even, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's gonna be like a month long tour. Where are you going?
Something
you're going,
like
to the whole Europe.
Yeah, nearly 4 weeks. Through like pretty much the south of Europe, starting in Austria and coming to the to Croatia and Slovenia, then towards west to Italy and all the way to Portugal, all the way up to Netherlands and Germany, and we will finish in Leipzig, Germany.
Nice. Yeah. Well, okay, the last question, we're going back to politics, and just how do you see the situation in Spain it is right now? Because you're from Spain and Spain is pretty fucked, so if you have any thoughts about it.
But I have to say that the thought that comes most to my mind is like how the people didn't explode yet, because like the situation is pretty pretty hard and people just get used to really fucked up situations and they just like try to carry on. And I believe like the how you say the point of no return, and that it, everything should explode pretty soon. I have to say that I'm living in Germany for the last year, and I try to not to follow too much because it's just insane. And
it's a frustration then if you follow it and you see all the bad stuff going on.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a frustration or we just have what we deserve because still people believe in democracy and in stuff like that. So I don't really know.
Well, so now you will go to play one song live.
Yeah, I think so.
So people will hear what can expect to hear it today in Evoque. Thanks so much for coming. It was really nice to talk about stuff. And so
I want to say thank you very much to you, Luca, and Jaka, and everybody that made this possible. Like, we are having a very nice time here in Ljubljana and looking forward for the show tonight.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Awesome. Looking forward.
Okay.
Okay. Nič, to je to. Danes v Rogu okoli 10. ure bo začel koncert. To, kar boste slišali zdaj, in še Švedi Sitz in Berenfields, ki tokrat bo igrali poseben set, saj so zgubili Bobnarja en teden pred turnejo in so se odločili, da vseeno grejo na pot in pripravili so nek drone noise, black metal varianto, tako da pustimo se presenetiti. Hvala.
Adeus, 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 meus amigos, porque eu já não voltarei da escuridade. Adeus, 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 meus amigos, porque eu já não voltarei da escuridade. Adeus, 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 meus amigos, porque eu já não voltarei da escuridade. Adeus, 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 meus amigos, porque eu já não voltarei a escuridade.
Intervju Radija Student.